My name is Neil Martin. I'm a test manager in Microsoft in Windows Server. And the area we deal with is what we call interoperability in tools. And so we deal a lot with network protocols. We deal with a bunch of other stuff as well, which I'm not really going to touch on. But it always surprises people when they talk to us is that we actually do a lot of work with Linux. We have a team that does management software for Linux. And we have a bunch of people that write code for Linux to make Linux run inside Microsoft's hypervisors. So one of the things I just want to do during my very brief talk here is just sort of highlight the fact that, you know, first of all, Microsoft is a business, but we're also open for business. You know, we actually like to interact with people. It's good for our customers, and it's good for our business. But let me just talk very briefly about the modern world, connectivity. You know, right now, if you're a user, and you know, if you're a customer out there, the public at large, we expect our phones to connect, you know, to my PC, your PC. You expect to connect to a tablet, if you've got a tablet. So many people have, you know, iPads and other devices now. Users just expect to be able to move data. You know, I take pictures with my camera, I expect to be able to copy them onto my PC or my phone, and I can see them. And all of that's great for the user. That's really easy for the user. You know, that makes life really easy. But in order to make that a reality, lots of hard work has to take place behind the scenes. And that's really what these events that we hold are all about. It's about lots of hard work, and you know, there's a lab next door where people will be doing real testing, and it's all about making the end user's experience really pleasant. They don't really want to know that there's 25 different file formats for graphics, pictures, or whatever it is. They just want to be able to take a picture with their phone and copy it onto a PC, and it all works. But the truth is, you know, we live in a heterogeneous world now. I mean, yeah, there was a time back maybe in the 90s that Microsoft was a very dominant supplier of operating systems, but that's really not true anymore. You know, I think Android is probably the most popular device in the world now. And I'm sure, you know, give it another few years and it'll be something else. You know, I don't think any one company will ever dominate the market as maybe we did in the past. What I would say, though, is that Microsoft worked really hard at interoperating with other vendors. We run a whole bunch of these events. We run them in Taiwan. We've run them here before. We've run them in California. We run them in Redmond in Washington. We go to the Kerberos Consortium over in Boston. We've run events in Brussels. As a rule, we work really hard as a company to make interoperability a reality in the marketplace. And I just want to talk briefly about the different things that we do as a company to make interoperability a reality for people. And if, you know, if I want to put my hand up into here, say, how many people have heard about, you know, the Google interoperability events or, you know, the Apple interoperability events? The simple truth is these companies don't do interoperability on the scale that we're trying to do it. I mean, yes, they come along to events, and we do work with them, but I don't see them standing up and running events too often, to be honest. So I think at Microsoft, we have plenty to be proud of about the work we do for interoperability for the IT community at large. We have a kind of really simple philosophy at the moment. You know, sure, we would like to sell you a phone or a PC running Windows on it. Failing that, if you've got Unix or something else, we would like to sell you software to manage that capability if you're an enterprise. But, you know, we live with the fact that not everybody's going to buy our software or things. And we, you know, we work really hard, particularly with the Linux community, but Unix community as well, and particularly in the office area, we work really hard to supply file formats so, as, you know, you can read your Excel spreadsheet on your Android phone or, you know, on your iPad or whatever it is. One thing, though, just so there's no ambiguity, Microsoft is a business. You know, we're not in the business of giving away free beer. You know, We want to be open, but we're not, you know, we are a business. You know, we want to be around, we want to be around tomorrow to help you and to support you. And in order to do that, we have to make money so that we are around. So, you know, we do give a lot of things away for free. We give a lot of help away for free. But in the end, we do it to help our customers because we are a business. So just talk briefly about some of the things we do. I don't know how many people are familiar with the open specifications, but we publish this set of specifications that are around file formats and protocols. And this is a huge document set now. I'll show you some numbers in my next slide just to give you a feel for it. But don't underestimate how big a set of information that we have made available. I mean, it's really huge. Some of the protocol documents we publish are like thousands of pages in size. That's hard work. You know, if you're an implementer, that's hard work to pick that up and go and implement. So we do a lot of work to help people, but I'm not pretending that that makes it easy for people to do. You know, interoperability is a hard problem, you know, and it ends up, you know, you have a 1,000-page specification and you end up arguing over a couple of words inside a 1,000-page, and that makes a big difference to the end user. But just the other thing, so we publish a whole bunch of specifications. We organize events like this where we do some talks to help people, and we do real interop testing, as we are doing next door. There's other things we've got. We've got support forums where you can log on to the web and you can ask questions and things. And we have a bunch of escalation engineers who know their way around the Windows code really well that help people. In fact, one of them standing at the back of the room, our man Brian up there. You know, if you have a problem with RDP, go talk to him right now. Cut out the email. And the other thing we do is we have a number of test suites that we make available at events like this so as people can test their interoperability. And so we work pretty hard at trying to make interoperability a reality. Just give you a feel. Look, this is just very top level of the, what we call the open specifications. So, you know, Windows operating system, we have over 430 network protocols that are specific to Microsoft, so what we call Microsoft proprietary protocols. There is, of course, I didn't mention there, the fact that Windows itself also implements another 1,000 plus public protocols, RFCs, IETF standards, that sort of thing. As I said, some of these specifications are really big. You know, 1,300 pages of specification is hard work to implement. Let's not think that it's easy. And of course, usually when you implement a Windows spec, you don't get to implement just one. You know, you usually have to implement three or four. There's a sort of ecosystem that sits around protocols, and you have to implement a bunch of them. So it's non-trivial exercise. I mean, but as you can see here, you know, just very simply, Windows, SharePoint, Office, and Exchange, you're immediately up to over 800 specifications. That's a lot of reading. So if you're finding it hard to sleep, you know where to start. So we're really keen that interoperability takes place, you know, and we actively promote it. We encourage people to come to these sort of events. I mean, one thing I would say, particularly about Windows protocols, I speak personally, is we have a very talented team based here in Shanghai that do a lot of the testing. And so, you know, if you guys are in China and you want to implement Windows protocols, we have a great team of people here that can help you. So, you know, we're trying to break down barriers. That team travels over to America as well when we run events. So, you know, these are experienced people that can really help when people are implementing other implementations. We host a bunch of it. Junior, the speaker. That's quite scary. You know, we host a number of events ourselves, but we also attend other people's events. I mean, an obvious one is the Kerberos event. Kerberos interoperability is a pretty big deal with security. I mean, we're always hearing about security problems in the press, and so we participate in that as well. The other thing we do is when we published specifications, we actually write test suites that are independent of Windows to test whether these specifications are accurate. And the test suites that we do with that, we make available. That's partly what the team here in Shanghai does. They write test suites. And then we run these test suites against Windows, because it's not unknown that when somebody fixes a security bug or some other bug, that they somehow change the protocols. And so we're constantly running tests as well to find that sort of stuff. Of course, there's other people doing that as well. The Samba team, who we work closely with, historically, they used to find a lot of bugs in Windows for us. The kind of wheels change now with our test team here in Shanghai. I think it's fair to say we find more bugs in their software. What did I do? Yeah, sorry. Yeah, so as I say, we do a whole bunch of stuff to support you. So if you guys are wanting to implement protocols, we would love to hear from you. That's the real message. So really, that's all I want to say. There's a few things. I hope you guys that have come here, if this is the first time you come to Microsoft, you discover that, you know, we're very much open for business. We're approachable. We can help you. We'd love to help you. We have guys that really enjoy diving deep into the technical specifications and working out. You know, the truth is, this is good for us as well. We find a lot of bugs in Windows by looking at this sort of stuff. So we really want to, we really want people to come to the table and participate. It makes our job worthwhile by doing that. And the other key thing is you will meet people here. You'll meet Microsoft engineers and test people. And in the end, that's what makes real interoperability work in the world. It's when the guy from Red Hat knows personally the guy from Microsoft, so that when a problem happens, you know, Red Hat Linux isn't working with Microsoft in some weird place, the guy knows personally who to jump on the email and send an email to. That's how we really solve these problems kind of internationally, is that people that matter know each other. And so that's one of the things we're trying to do. So just to sum up, if you've brought an implementation and you're testing, you know, I hope you have fun. I hope you find some bugs. I hope it's your bugs and not our bugs that you find. But, you know, hey, we'll live with it if it's our bugs. And maybe we'll find some bugs for you as well. So please have a good event. Let's make more interoperability happen, okay? Thank you.